Orla, thank you. 8 minutes past seven. Fiona Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
A force to be reckoned with, Taoiseach Simon Harris's description of Mary O'Rourke, who died yesterday at the age of 87, is quoted on the front of today's Irish Independent and Irish Examiner, alongside the many tributes paid to the veteran Fianna Fáil politician. Her son Fergal says that in the past couple of months, his mum, who had been in ill health in recent years, had been in sparkling form. Chambers and Donoghue raised concerns about budget package. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Times. Jack Horgan-Jones bases his story around three unnamed sources who were told to have knowledge of the discussions which took place within the coalition in the lead up to the budget. The phone pouches, which the government announced in the budget it plans to buy for schools, provides the Examiner and Independent with their lead stories. The Examiner quotes the teaching union saying that they feel that €9 million could be better spent elsewhere, while the Independent runs with the line that private schools will be allowed to apply for funding for the pouches. Measures being recommended by officials in the Department of Justice to offer greater financial incentives to families subject to deportation orders is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Brian Mahan reports that an unwritten policy of not deporting families is acting as a pull factor, which has resulted in a surge in refugees coming into the country. Yesterday's sentencing of a teenager to a lifetime in detention for the brutal murder of Lorna Woodnett in her home in Offaly is carried out on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun gives coverage to last night's primetime interview, which Aoife Johnson's heartbroken parents, Carol and James, gave. "We died with Aoife" is the headline there. Another grieving mum, Rose Callaly, is interviewed in today's Irish Daily Star to mark the 20th anniversary of the murder of her daughter, Rachel. Rose tells Paul Healy that she hopes that her daughter's killer, Joe O'Reilly, never gets out of prison. An apology given to a woman by the ambulance service in Northern Ireland after she was left stranded in her car for more than 2 hours on a busy Belfast motorway following a collision on Monday night receives coverage on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Although the accident happened just 500 yards from the Royal Victoria Hospital, fears about potential spinal damage meant that the woman had to wait for an ambulance to bring her there. The Irish News leads with the case of 47-year-old Barry Noon from Cookstown in County Tyrone, who pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of his mother, 77-year-old Margaret Noon, by reason of diminished responsibility. The court previously heard that when officers arrived at the family home in Cookstown on the 19th of June 2022, they found Miss Noon dead in her bedroom while her son was in another room, having attempted to take his own life. A letter written by Noon said that he had returned home to care for his mother, but that he couldn't go on any longer. And finally, returning to the death of Mary O'Rourke, The Independent devotes its lead editorial today to the passing of what they describe as a true political pioneer. The leader writer compares her plain speaking style with that of many of today's politicians, who are groomed to the point where every soundbite is tested by a focus group before it can be safely uttered. Mary's appeal, it says, lay in the fact that she never tried to be anyone other than who she was.
Indeed, may she rest in peace. And after the break, Israel escalates attacks on several fronts. We'll have the latest from the Middle East.